My name is Dustin Craven. I'm from Calgary, Alberta, and I currently live in town, Revelstoke. It's nice to be able to stay at home and sleep in my bed, and kind of takes a little bit of the nerves out of it. It's cool, the humming's around town when, like, you hear people are giving Travis Rice their coffee, and that's making their day and that kind of stuff. So the buzz around town is definitely nice, and we're such a hardcore shred community that everyone coming together and excited to have it makes it such an interesting venue to have for years to come. The train we're going to ride is pretty intense. It's actually maybe like some of the best downhill planar tree runs of your life, and then into like a 300-foot head wall of pure gnarliness with pillows. I film in this area a whole bunch, and it's probably three times the size of anything I normally ride. So there's not like a ton of advantage. I think everyone's kind of in the same boat of just first run. I think everyone wants to make it to the bottom and have a good time, and no one gets hurt, and it's a contest, but at the end of the day, we're all such big snowboard nerds and fans of snowboarding that we just want to see each other succeed.
My name is Haley Langland, and I'm from San Clemente, California. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's kind of like my redemption round of being back on the Natural Selection Tour. I was invited the first year that they had it in Jackson and got knocked out in the first round. I dislocated my elbow the week before, so I actually competed in a full arm cast from armpit down. Now I feel really honored to have made it through to the next few rounds. I just started riding lines only a few weeks ago for my dual before this. I'm predominantly started riding backcountry for, you know, hitting jumps, but I found that riding lines is something that I really do enjoy and like trying to be selective about where I'm going. So I think to carry that over onto this space, I'm just looking for something really fun and playful and really open and, you know, a run that I can do turns on and make it look good. People of Revelstoke, you have an insanely awesome resort here. I just rode it today. It was amazing. And the mountains around this range are just incredible. The scenery that I've seen and the possibilities of just helling around and seeing the multiple faces and everything, I definitely will come back, and pretty jealous of the playground.
Hello, my name is Mikael Bang. I'm 33 years old out of Oslo, Norway. I'm going against the local, Dustin Craven. My strategy against Dustin is I got to go Kootenay on him, you know? Because I know he knows how to ride this terrain, so I really need to step it up and try and ride something big like I know that he's going to do. And hopefully I'll stay on my legs and make it out. I think the key to success here is to just like focus on what you know best and just kind of focus on yourself. Then again, when you're going up against somebody, it's hard to not think about what they're going to do, but in the end, I think it's more important to just like go a little bit out of your comfort zone, try something big, and then just focus on yourself, basically. This is not a normal competition. This is the third year they're doing this, and I think it's great because you only see like the slope style, the half pipe, and the park riding competitions. But this really showcases the backcountry aspect of snowboarding, which is just as important aspect of snowboarding. So yeah, you're just gonna have to tune in and see it. It's amazing, and it's fun to watch people ride pow. You know, it's a little bit more relatable too compared to the park where people do like the big tricks, the flips. This is a little bit more relatable, I think. So I think people appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm Jared Elston. I'm 24 years old, and I'm from Bend, Oregon. The terrain is definitely pushing every single rider here. There's no mellow line to take. Like, it's not going to be easy for anybody.
Why do you want to do it?
Why? The glory, the fame, the money, radio interviews in Revelstoke. No, I think I like to push myself, and I like this platform, and it's just a really fun group to shred with. I mean, this place is unreal. I've thought about moving here a lot. You guys have a really special place. I hope it just inspires you guys to get out and go ride some of this beautiful snow that you have right now, because it's crazy, and it's really good, and it seems endless.
I am Zoe Stassi-Sinnott, and I'm a professional snowboarder.
And where are you from?
I'm from Wanaka, New Zealand. My strategy for the comp is to, I just want to have fun and like do something that I would be stoked to watch and stoked to do, like the feeling of the whole run. I'm just looking for like something that feels good. So yeah, I'm just gonna try to do that.
I am Elena Height, and I am from Lake Tahoe. I am feeling a little nervous, very excited, and my strategy for tomorrow is to just go up and have as much fun as possible, enjoy the deep pow, and just flow.
What are you nervous about?
Gosh, I'm nervous about everything, but the face is really complex and is going to take a lot of like navigating and a lot of experience to get down, I think. And, you know, we haven't had a chance to ride down the actual face at all yet, so I'm most nervous for that first run. I took the day off, definitely been studying the photos and videos that we have of the terrain, eating good food, relaxing, you know, just trying to get prepared for a really long day in the mountains tomorrow.
Sounds like a normal Sunday.
It is like a normal Sunday. I'll take that any day.
What kind of line do you like to ride?
Gosh, my favorite type of riding is really like big mountain riding, big lines, some airs. I haven't done too much pillow riding, so I'm a bit new to the BC pillow stacks, but they are super fun, and I can't wait to ride more. So tomorrow's going to be a really great day.
I'm Travis Rice, founder of Natural Selection, and honored and grateful to be here in Revelstoke. You know, I think this place exemplifies the heart of incredible interior, you know, riding. Snow conditions, the topography, the terrain, and then on top of those attributes, it's also being able to interface and work with a progressive organization such as Revelstoke Mountain Resort, and then the consummate professionals at Selkirk Tangiers who have helped us, you know, bring forward a venue of epic proportions in a safe way in a pretty challenging year as far as snowpack goes.
What's your strategy for getting your mind right for tomorrow to compete?
It's a good question. Ben Ferguson chose to dance with me on the first round tomorrow. And so in a way, I guess that's a blessing because there's no safety run. So the fact that I'm going head-to-head against Ben, I think it's straight to just do the hardest thing you possibly can do out the gate, first run. I got two shots to put down a run good enough to take out Mr. Ferguson, which is going to be an incredibly difficult task. I'd say he's definitely, you know, one of the guys who I could see on the podium tomorrow.
A message to the people at Revelstoke listening?
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, it's an honor to be here. You guys have a beautiful community, and I think, you know, all things said and done, like, we're hoping to be a symbiotic event here in your community. You know, I come from Jackson Hole Mountain Resort and the Jackson Hole community, an area which I think is an extreme example of maybe not the best way to go about combining like responsible tourism along with a community. And so I think to the people of, you know, of Revelstoke, I would say that trying to work with RMR, and if we're going to continue and do a few more events in the future, it's trying to find that balance of what is responsible tourism and how can we be a value add to the community? Because at the end of the day, it's a delicate balance, you know, with a small community. And so if we can be used as a reason to do it the right way, then I think we're doing it correctly. And thank you for the support that we've gotten across the board, being in here in town, and yeah, hoping to make you guys proud.
What's up? I'm Ben Ferguson. I'm from Bend, Oregon. We're here at Revelstoke, and we're doing the Natural Selection tomorrow. It's going to be a blast. Feeling pretty nervous, pretty excited. I think it'll be awesome, but definitely always get those pre-contest nerves, and the terrain is going to be insane, so hopefully make it down the thing alive. I think if you can make it to the bottom on your feet, you did pretty good.
And then you have to do it over and over.
Yeah, hopefully that's the thing, right? Like, if you win, you get to go on, and if you go all the way, I think you do like 6 runs on it, so could be 2, could be 6, hopefully it's 6. And
what's your strategy going to be?
I kind of picked the big dog first. I got to go against Travis, so I think I kind of got to go pretty crazy first couple runs. And yeah, I'm going to pick some stuff that's going to scare me, and it's going to be pretty gnarly, but you kind of got to go for it if I want to move on to the next round.
Your face lit up when you said that.
Yeah, I think it'll be sweet. It'll be cool.
It'll like be some of the crazier runs I've ever done, I think. Yeah.
You chose to go against Travis, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It was a bad idea, probably.
What were you feeling? What was it, impulsive, or what were you thinking?
There was some strategy behind it. He was dropping first. I figured, like, with this kind of terrain, it'd be pretty nice to drop second. I would get fresh, you know, a fresh line, fresh snow for whatever I'm trying to do. Other than that, like, if you beat him, you're a god that day. And if he beats you, you got beat by Travis Rice, and it's pretty acceptable.
My name is Torstein Horgmo. I am from Trondheim, Norway. And I currently live in Colorado, and I'm really excited for my first time in Revelstoke. I think my strategy is just try to be as present as I can be out there, and I don't have too many expectations. I want to be able to enjoy it as much as possible and not focus at all on the outcome so much, because I know we're going to be riding really, really good snow and really unique terrain that even us as pro snowboarders is very unique to be able to ride. And I'm just really excited for the opportunity. Well, there's a lot of pillows out there, and there's a lot of opportunity for airtime. And I think I just want to catch some air, you know, and it's not every day that we get to land in snow that's this deep. I want to take as many runs as I can on this thing as well, you know, and like that means I got to ride good to do that. But
I'm Kimmy Fasani. I'm from Mammoth Lakes, California, and I'm stoked to be here. I am so excited to be here because I just actually finished treatment for breast cancer. So this is like my entry back into snowboarding in this group environment. And so it's really exciting to just be here with my peers, and hopefully we're going to have a lot of good times. I actually have not competed since 2010. I'm primarily a backcountry film rider. And so stepping into this contest was actually really fun for me to kind of exercise that muscle again. And I'm just looking at this as like a really unique experience, embracing being in the mountains and being out there with my peers and mentors.
Hi there. My name is Mikey Cicerelli. I'm 26 years old, originally from Ancaster, Ontario, but now reside in Whistler, BC. A lot of studying. We've gotten a lot of good intel from drone footage and other photos on our own phones. So it's kind of like a lot of memorizing your lines and picking where you want to be on the face. So prior to that, we're just snowboarding all year. Is basically like for me is filming, making movie projects, and marketing for our sponsors. So we're always on our boards, and that helps for this. I think my strength coming into this contest is I actually come from a competitive background. I was on the national team for 8 years, so I've been in a lot of contests, so definitely a lot different than those, but I have a good can lean on my mindset and kind of my visualization that I've learned over the years competing in big events like X Games and do tours and stuff. For me, there's a couple lines looking for. I like transfers and gaps, stuff where I can get a little bit more freestyle because that's my background. Maybe a little more different than some of the other riders where they're looking for like the gnarly pillow stacks, but I'm kind of looking for a bit more freestyle terrain, so that's kind of my goal.